Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
The Rock and Roll in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are in for 2020, and I have the list of them right here for you. I haven't shared with you guys this yet, but the inductees include Depeche Mode. They were incredibly successful, so I can see this. I didn't appreciate Depeche Mode until well after their prime, and but they, if you look back at the history of like tickets sold to concerts and stuff like that.
When I first got to WDRE in New York, which preceded DRE down here in Philadelphia, and then Y100, as the story goes, they were a U2 level band. You know, they were that big. And album after album, I've seen them in concert a number of times. Solid, solid band.
Yep. All right, let me, you know what, I'll go through these quickly.
Let's dissect it.
So the other nominees are, besides Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers.
Yay!
Whitney Houston. Nine Inch Nails. Yeah, so we're going to go through Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G. Yeah, I know. And T-Rex.
Okay.
And the Ahmet Erdogan Award goes to, there are two of them, John Landau and Irving Azoff. You probably heard those names before. So you got Depeche Mode, Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex all going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of the six performer inductees, Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, and Notorious B.I.G. and T-Rex are first ballot inductees. Both Depeche Mode and Nine Inch Nails are being inducted on their third nominations.
Notorious B.I.G.
The other artists that were up for it, and tell me if you think they deserve to be in ahead of Notorious B.I.G. or not. Pat Benatar.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Dave Matthews Band.
Yes!
Soundgarden.
What?
And Judas Priest.
Come on!
I don't get it.
Come on!
Didn't DMB win the fan ballot thing, but Doobie Brothers go in over them? I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
They
had the most votes. Dave Matthews Band had the most votes of that fan ballot, but Doobie Brothers got in.
Yeah. How you trump Soundgarden, for crying out loud. All of them legitimate. And whether you think Pat Benatar was like pop rock or whatever you might have dismissed it as, that has more legitimacy, I think, than Notorious B.I.G. And even Whitney Houston, God bless her. But would you consider that rock?
Well, yeah, I know. I didn't consider Donna Summer rock either and a bunch of others. But I don't understand the thought process behind it. I mean, if you're talking, you know, rock and roll, I don't see much of a connection at all to Notorious B.I.G. It's a completely separate format of music.
If you were to ask someone, if you were to just randomly, and not say you're asking because you're judging a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame selection, how they would classify the music of Notorious B.I.G., what do you think the response would be?
It's going to be rap.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, he's got such a small body of work.
Yeah.
I'm going through his, like, album history, and he released, three albums.
The thing that sucks about, I think, things like this that happen, and listen, it happens every year. There's always head scratchers, and specifically ones that were like, that's not really even rock music. And I understand maybe some of the influence. Fine. That's good, too. But people like Pat Benatar and the members of Judas Priest, they could die between now and next year and never know that they made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And I think that's a shame. I think it's a real shame for that very reason.
Come on.
They're going to get in. They deserve to be in. But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have them to be able to accept their own award? They should consider things like that.
Let's take care of the rock folks first. And then if you want to add on Cisco and, all that stuff, not in the realm of pop or just as music, Whitney Houston, you can't argue with it. And I'm not particularly a notorious B.I.G. fan, but... But whatever.
And I mean, you know, Whitney, arguably one of the greatest vocalists ever.
So in the Grammy Hall of Fame, absolutely. In the General Music Hall of Fame.
Agreed. Yep. Mm. All that stuff. I agree on that 100%. But if you're going to have Hall of Fames that are specified then you need to stay within that specification.
What's your favorite Whitney Houston rock song? give me your Whitney Houston song that God, you think really rocks.
The only one that would even come close, and it's laughable,
yeah,
would be I'm Your Baby Tonight, because it's up-tempo and it's got a driving feel to it. Do you guys even know that song?
I'm your baby tonight.
Yeah.
I'm your baby.
Yeah. And it's tonight.
Rocking.
You know, and I couldn't even tell you one Notorious B.I.G. song. I just, it's not my format
of
music.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. I mean, listen, I like Biggie.
I thought you were continuing. I thought that was the next line.
Yeah.
I just disagree with... this.
You thought, I mean, I like Biggie was the next line?
I thought he was continuing
well,
on.
It's not uncommon in rap songs for them to tell you how much they love themselves.
This is true. So that's disappointing, I think.
it's a big stink bomb.
But bless Doobie you. Brothers, awesome.
Yeah.
So excited they made it in. That is a wonderful thing. They are.
Now, this is Whitney Houston we're listening to right now, right?
They are a fantastic band. They're overlooked sometimes, but they've written so many great songs. If you go back to even their early stuff, like Jesus Is Just All Right.
Yeah. Blackwater.
Yeah, of course. And they're the real deal. They're a super talented band. Huge hit records. Really awesome tours.
Have morphed through different variations and always remained relevant.
Yeah, yeah. So they certainly deserve to get in. So I'm
excited.
Listen to this. I am excited to see that they are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, they'll perform, I would imagine, which would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Nine Inch Nails, industrial, kind of a different form of rock, but...
I used to be heavily into Nine Inch Nails.
Were you really?
Yeah. I had, like, the industrial stuff and the production level I would use. I would use Nine Inch Nails a lot for production pieces that I was doing.
I had actually forgotten about the term industrial until it was mentioned a couple of days ago,
and
I forgot what in reference to. It was an artist, and I was like, wow, that's right. There was an industrial movement of music for a little while. Nine Inch Nails were they were on the forefront of it. There, you know, it was Trent Reznor that kind of created that whole sound.
And EDM, I don't think, would exist without Nine Inch Nails. They used to call things like trance and acid trance and all these different subgenres.
Yeah.
Had like a hole to me as one
of
my...
Oh, my God. I remember the first time I heard Headlike a Hole, I'm like, what is this?
It's great.
There's an entire Wikipedia page just for the past members of Nine Inch Nails. There are 30 of them. It's basically
Trent Reznor,
and he's the only one who's been in it since 1988. But look at this, Preston. I'm scrolling down. These are all past members of Nine Inch Nails over the years.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had no idea.
You know what's down at the bottom? Whitney Houston and Biggie Smalls.
Somebody texted this in, and I agree wholeheartedly. They're putting Notorious B.I.G. in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like putting Babe Ruth in the Football Hall of Fame. Babe Ruth is a great athlete. And probably
influenced a lot of people who played football, even though it was a different sport.
Yeah,
but
it's a different sport. You know, there are genres that can be separated from one to the other. Yes,
I think
Dee
Snider
music.
Said it best when he said sport or not a sport.
Yeah. Yeah. What about putting Babe Ruth in, like, the Candy Hall of Fame? That would make a
little... It's a candy bar. That's legit.
Yeah.
That's a crossover that works.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. I feel like we have the same conversation.
I know. I get angry about it, and then I realize, I don't care. It's fine. Whatever
you know
what? Want to do is fine.
Yeah. And then you remember we have a Dunkachino machine in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you for that perspective.
But I do care for people like Pat Benatar and Dave Matthews Band and the members of Soundgarden. I mean, because it's not obviously we lost Chris, but there were, you know, three other guys that could be up there accepting these awards. And Judas Priest, too. So on to the non-performers, the Ahmet Ertegun Award. So they're going to John Landau and Irving Azoff. And I've heard those names. I know who Irving is. John Landau.
Huge.
Best known for his work as a music critic, producer, and being Bruce Springsteen's longtime manager.
Yeah.
Azoff is one of the most powerful executives in the industry and has had a number of high-profile positions, including being the chairman and CEO of Ticketmaster and executive chairman of Live Nation Entertainment. He also manages a number of musicians, most notably the Eagles, who he's had since 1974. And I remember when they were inducted into the Hall of Fame, it was Don Henley thanked Irving Azoff. And, you know, the crowd responds and he goes, he may be Satan,
but he's our Satan. You know, so I think he may have a reputation in the industry as being, you know, working it hard.
A mofo, yeah. But that's what you want on your side.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up listening to MMR and Nick. If you recall how many times you used to hear this segue, this one right here.
MMR.
Eighth grade, all over again.
That was good, Case.
Yeah. Radio station.
Memories, man.
But that is a perfect illustration of the absurdity of...
Yep. That's the rockin'est song I know from Whitney Houston.
Yeah. MMR, just rock. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything.
Okay. Pierre's doing a workforce block of
Whitney.
B.I.G.
Yeah. MMR rocks. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you
everything.
Okay. We need some B.I.G. music.
it's a little infuriating, I think, but we have no
if they
we
want...
have no say in it.
Yes,
they can do what they want to do.
And again, we have the same argument every year. There's not the argument, but we have the same reaction to someone. So it's, I guess we're going to do it every year.
Do the votes even count? Do the people who are that are the board, you know, like Geeter that was in here yesterday, Jerry Blavitt votes
yes
for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I doubt he voted for Biggie Smalls.
I can't see some of these groups being and artists being voted for over the other ones. I just don't see it. If you're
I still don't understand the fan ballot. Dave Matthews Band won the fan ballot.
I don't get it either.
Why bother having the ballot if winning doesn't get you anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
I piss on the hall.
Oh.
Sorry. Did I say that?
Well, I'd pull my pants down and take a full-blown dump on it.
The 35th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, presented by Klipsch Audio, will take place Saturday, May 2nd at the Public Auditorium in Cleveland. It'll be broadcast live for the first time on HBO May 2nd at 8 o'clock. Now, I do love watching the ceremony. I think it's the performances are always really, really cool. And so, I always take something, you know, especially the ones where the old band gets back together and they play.
You know? So Maynard James Keenan is going to induct Whitney Houston, right?
Yes. Yes.
Never forget the first time I heard that music coursing through my body. Unbelievable.
MMR rocks.
Hey, right now, if you're listening in your car, take a picture of the display that says now playing on MMR. Notorious B.I.G. Hey, this is cool.
It's catchy. It's absolutely fine.
I like this sound. This is cool.
Would you call this rock?
I don't call it rock.
Reminds me of end of high school and college.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's closer. I'll tell you this.
They're having artists to fill the spot where somebody else should be.
I feel it might be closer in at least nature than Whitney Houston, and I love Whitney Houston.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, I have other stories, but I just can't bring myself to pass them along to you right now.
I just can't.
We're done. We are done for music news. So
now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
How you doing, man?
Good. A great discussion on the Hall of Fame. And
where do you stand?
I agree with all of you. I have not a single thing against Notorious B.I.G. nor against
Whitney Houston. Yeah, neither do we.
Donna Summer got in a couple of years ago. I actually saw Donna Summer. She's great in concert.
Yeah.
But when you think about those, I think it was Steve who said those who have waited. I do not understand the math that they use. The fan vote is a relatively recent vote.
We got an explanation of that. The fan vote counts as one vote from the board of voters on the Rock Hall.
Okay.
So that's why, even though Dave Matthews Band won the fan vote, it only counted as one vote
in all the votes that they take.
It's a little bit of a bait and switch.
Yeah, no,
it just gets the public involved.
Sure.
And that's
at least it gets the public, you know, finally some access to it. Although, you know, the if Dave Matthews is still young.
Right.
The Doobie Brothers deserve to be in there.
Pat Benatar.
And Pat Benatar deserves is a rock act. She's a rock and roll chick if ever there was one.
Absolutely.
You know, Judas Priest should be in there. But, you know, they tend to also, when it comes to rock bands, they'll tend to go to the current bands that are giant. Mm-hmm. So they'll put Pearl Jam in. I love Pearl Jam, but Pearl Jam had no business being in before the Moody Blues or before the Doobie Brothers.
I'm with you.
They'll put in Green Day. I worship Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day has no business being in, you know, before these bands. Mostly I go immediately to the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
The Moody Blues fit exactly what you were talking about because Ray Thomas, original founding member, the flute player of that band who did some of those legendary flute parts in those Moody Blues songs, he died.
Yeah.
He was told that they would be inducted, but he died 6 months before. And their fans had campaigned over and over before there was a fan vote. The band should have been in 10 years.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was saying. I'm like, Pat Benatar, you know, nobody's getting any younger. These, you know.
I don't, you know, necessarily mind that they'll put a Green Day or a Pearl Jam or a current band of that ilk in. But, you know, those other bands deserved it way before. The other ones, the current ones deserve it too. But it's just absolutely unfair. I broadcast when it first opened. They have a radio studio in there. And Jan Wenner of Rolling Stone magazine walked by and said, "Would you come in here?" And he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came on with me. And my first question is, so what's the deal with the Moody Blues? And it had been 5 years the thing had been up and running, maybe a little bit more. Well, and he did this whole dance. And I think quite clearly there's politics. I think there's some kind of prejudice against certain bands that allow this process to continue. You know, Bon Jovi should have been in many, many years before they were. They finally did. And if you think my acceptance speech was long, but John was like, he said, you know, each of the band members spoke, and then he spoke for about another 15 minutes on top of that. He said, "I've been waiting to give this speech for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they should have been in. So should have is, you know, and again, what Nick said is also, I mean, it's not life changing. It's
no.
It's not peace and war in the world. And
you can go back
else.
And forth on it. I mean, I guess it's cool that it spurns a conversation. I think that there are first ballot Hall of Famers in any sport, you know, or any event. So when Derek Jeter retired from Major League Baseball, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And so
exactly.
Some bands, like Pearl Jam, in my opinion, deserve it as soon as they're up for it. But I totally understand your point. And there are veterans of any act, of any sport, of any genre, that eventually deserve it. You know, so awards, in some respect, are silly because they're so objective in the first place.
Right.
But it makes for a fun conversation, and that's what we're doing right now.
On the plus side, the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced their inductees today. And
I was thinking the same thing.
Harold Carmichael of your Philadelphia Eagles is going to be inducted. So.
And how long ago was he eligible? You know, probably 15, 20 years ago, and now he gets in. He gets in today, and he's still alive, and he can appreciate it. So sometimes these things take time.
But above everything else, whoever, whether it be Casey or Marissa, put together that MMR Rocks is the most brilliant thing I have heard.
MMR.
Can I hear that B.I.G. one?
Yeah.
Because I remember back in the day when we played, I did Workforce Block of Him first time back in 93, I think it was. And, man, the phones went off the hook as they
MMR.
Went
to say.
You hear the rock in there?
Oh, dude. Yeah. People are going, "Pierre, you are a true player." I remember it. I remember it well. He came by. And we had a great jam. A lot of smoke in the studio, but it was great. It was blanking great.
Yep.
All right. That's all I got.
All right, man.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.